What is it, mate?
Well, I guess this really goes out to all the bus drivers. Mm. I'm really curious because the other day I was on the train. Mm. You know, I caught the train to see Mum and Dad. Yeah. And if you're a train driver, you can just nick into one of the train toilets.
Sure.
If you need to go to the loo.
Yeah.
If you're a long-distance truckie driver, you just pull into a servo when you, mm-hmm. you know, you can map out your wee stops. Mm-hmm. But when you're a bus driver, how do you plan your wee stops?
So you mean bus, not coach, because coach, you've got a toilet down the back.
No, bus.
Bus.
Bus where you're on a route and you need to pick someone up at 6:17 and then the next stop's got to be at 6:21.
You're making out like they're on time rides.
They are. Honestly, I caught the bus to Tomago a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Still in our LGA. And it was the 1:40, because I rarely catch a bus.
Yeah, right.
So I'm 1:40, it said it'd be there, I think it was 10:53 in the morning.
Yeah.
10:53, it rolled up.
It was locked down.
I was so impressed. Huh?
Was locked down.
Yeah, I know. But the thing about that is, that 1:40 has to go all the way to Raymond Terrace.
Yeah, true.
He can't just pull into the servo and have a wee, can he? Well, or can they?
Well, I don't know. You know what? It's been a while for me since being on a bus, but you're right, never have I seen a bus pull over and go to the toilet.
Never.
Never.
I'm sure the bus driver isn't, probably insurance reasons, even allowed to get off the bus, leaving the passengers on the bus.
You are spot on.
So there how, you if you're a bus driver or you're married to one.
I reckon they've got an Orchi bottle on the side of their chair.
Or, remember when we had to do the show from the crane that morning?
Yes.
We were up in a crane for 3 hours.
Yeah.
You were concerned. Yeah. So Steve wore adult nappies.
I haven't stopped wearing them. So I have not stopped wearing them since that day. And people still at the pub go, he's incredible.
How has it been? Into the toilet.
So does every bus...
I do walk rather laggily after the couple of hours.
So does every bus driver wear an adult nappy?
We'd love to talk to you. 133353, or how do you go to the toilet, or do you wear an adult nappy? Whatever you want to.
As us in the know say, well, Tanya, it depends.
We've got a bus driver.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
On whether we feel like it or not.
Dave, you're a bus driver. How do you wee wee?
I am.
Come on,
well,
mate.
The same way as everyone else normally, but most terminuses have a place where you can go to the toilet.
Right.
Yeah, but what if you're in between Tomago and RT?
Yeah.
Well, something like that.
Okay, if you've got to go, you've got to go.
Yeah.
So you just leave the bus unattended for any mad person to take off in.
Well, I remember years ago, a guy came racing into the pub. One of my friends came racing into the pub. He had a busload of people in the old Marcus O'Lawn Hotel.
Yeah.
And he came running in and said, I've got to go to the toilet. And we were playing cards, but whilst he went to the toilet, he got himself dealt in for 3 hands.
Did he have passengers on the bus?
Yes, he did. He just told him, when you got to go, you got to go. And mind you, he won the 3 hands.
Oh, I love that.
He ran up to the bus with a pocket full of change.
There you go. They're all looking at him.
I
hope he looked up at the people on the bus with a thumbs up. I'm winning it.
All you got to do now, Dave, is top it off that he had a schooner before he left.
No, was the 90s, not the 80s.
Hey, Dave, I don't know if you've seen the episode. There's a Seinfeld episode, right, where Kramer stole a bus, but he in police pursuit, right, they were chasing him, but he still stopped at every stop.
Now I'm driving the bus. my favourite episode of Seinfeld.
There you go. The bus driver.
Yeah, because he's telling this story. You still let passengers off, though.
They get them pressing the stops.
Dave. Thank you, Dave. What have we got for Dave, Risey? We've got to give Dave
how
something.
How ridiculous of me not to think that a bus driver didn't know that episode.
No.
Oh, that's great, Dave. You've made my day.
Thank you. You made mine.
We'll throw you some Hoodoo Gurus tickets, Dave.
Thank you.
We'll find them from somewhere.
I'll tell you what, Trent's not going to be happy with you, mate.
I just told Trent off air we didn't have any left, but we'll find some for you, Dave.
Thank you.
They can be the bosses. You can hand his over.
Oh, far out.
Thank you, Dave.
Have a great day.
Great story.
So good. Hey, makes you just want to go and drink with a table full of bus drivers.
Absolutely.
There's got to be some good tales.
That does. Hoodoo Gurus, they're playing their 40th anniversary tour as well at the Horton Pavilion next year. Tickets on sale now from FrontierTouring.com. It's dangerous, Steve.